What is up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of Ghosts in the Night, a paranormal and true crime podcast. We might prod some stuff.
Everybody tonight. Be nice. It's okay. Phil had a stroke. He can't talk right anymore.
No. But we are having a few technical difficulties on our live streams. Thanks to everybody who is in the live stream. We apologize for our piss poor internet connection, apparently.
And before anybody gets fucking butthurt about my stroke comment, he really did have a stroke. I did have a stroke. If you didn't know.
I did have a stroke. I stroked out.
You did. Happy New Year. That was your New Year's present. New Year, new me.
That's all right. So I now have an excuse to fumble my words and misread things because we are covering the zombie apocalypse tonight.
What was your excuse before? God damn this fucking connection.
I was just an idiot. That's all right. We're going to roll with, we're going to pretend it's not happening.
The audio will still be good. Well, not on YouTube, but the audio feed.
Actually, it works itself out, I think, on the...
Does it?
I think so, but we'll
certainly be right. Hope so. Because fuck you, internet, fuck you.
We appreciate all you guys on the live stream. Thank you so very much for all you audio listeners or podcast listeners. Be sure to go over to Ghost in the Night on YouTube, and you can join us live every Wednesday. So, like I said, we're covering
tentatively Wednesday.
The zombie apocalypse is coming. We are going to talk parasites. We are going to talk. Possibly, I'll let you, you're the resident druggie of the podcast.
What the fuck?
We're going to talk about, I don't know much about this. Do you know much about the zombie drug?
Bath salts?
I think that's what it is, yeah. We'll let Travis.
I'm not a fucking scientist. I've never done this shit, so like I don't have like insider fucking knowledge about this shit.
We will rig our way through this. What was I saying?
Oh, we know.
We're glitching. We know. It's just the internet.
I think it's because fucking Spectrum's digging up all the goddamn internet lines everywhere.
Yeah. But we will actually cover, we will ask the questions. Are zombies real?
Mm.
Do you think they're real?
The cranberries say so.
That's true.
Zombie.
We will have some, I will have some examples of possible real life zombies that might be walking the earth today as we speak.
Ozzy Osbourne.
Then we're going to cover how to survive a zombie apocalypse.
Samurai sword.
We might cover some of the great TV shows that have covered zombies. We might cover some great zombie movies.
Oh, speaking of, I started watching The Last of Us tonight.
Damn good.
It's pretty good so far. I'm always like, man, this is familiar. And then I'm like, oh yeah, it was a video game.
Yeah, that's true. I've never played
it. We should do that. What? We should get the video game and play it.
We could do that.
We could. We could fucking live stream that.
Okay, we could do that.
Or Dead Space. Dead Space would be a good one. Because I remember when that game came out, like, legit playing it when it first came out in high school. And, like, legitimately, like, getting yelled at by my best friend's mom. Because we were in there. Like, they just jump scare you so well in that game. We're just in there like, yeah, bro. Blah, 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 blah. Fuck, fuck, god damn it. Yeah, like, legitimate jump scares is great.
All right. So, any business you want to take care of before you got anything? How was your week before we get started? If you don't like this shit, fast forward about 15 minutes.
I mean, it's been all right overall. It's a
welcome, Gregory. Lamont's here. Who else is here? Tyler's here. Jessica's here.
I'll be Gonzo. I'll be
is Gonzo here.
Yeah, I'll be lonely for a couple days. There was a tragedy in the life and times of Better Half.
Did they get on the road all right? I mean,
yeah.
Yeah. Good.
So, I do good have luck with that. Sorry.
I think I might have another reason why the internet's all screwed up. I think we have a haunting in this house.
You think so? We've been kind of asking for it.
Some things have happened.
Oh. What? Are you talking about the injury?
That scratch?
Yeah.
I woke up with that motherfucker.
No shit.
Yep. Saturday night. Saturday night, I got up about 3 o'clock. You guys can't see it.
Of course.
You can't see it on the live stream, but.
We'll take a picture of it like fucking Ghost Adventures and put it on Instagram. Clout. We'll just put it in there. Fucking paranormal attack question mark.
Yeah.
Fuck that. Fuck it. The connection is the connection. There's nothing we could do about it. It's going to kill our views, but that's okay.
But and if it's too
if
bad,
it sucks that bad, go to Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Podbean, John Pod Van Dam. I don't fucking.
Well,
we should start that.
I think I also updated OBS. That might have something to do.
Why is it every time that you update something, it's like, hey, download this better version of something that's gonna fucking suck more? Yeah. It doesn't even fucking suck. It just doesn't. It always fucks everything up.
Yeah. So if you guys drop off, we apologize. But anyway, catch it on your favorite podcast app.
Leave it on anyway.
But I've got, I don't know. I woke up, had to take a piss, and it was 3-4 o'clock in the morning, something like that. And naturally, I was tired. I said,
tired.
I'm sitting down to piss. I'm gonna do a bitch stop. Don't care, because you never know. 4 o'clock in the morning, you might have a surprise.
That's
a
visitor. Right. Man, I tell you what. Yeah, no, that's true.
So I was sitting there, you know, doing my business, you know, feeling the cold water.
Yeah. I see what you did there.
You see what I did there.
Yeah.
And I looked down, and it was blood. I mean, it was starting to scab a little bit, but you can tell where it was bleeding. It was so bad, I went to check the sheets, make sure I didn't menstruate all over my damn sheets.
Huh.
I was like, and you know Chalupa. Wasn't Chalupa.
She ain't gonna do that. No, there's no way.
And it was weird. At the time, you could still see, you know how when you scratch like that, you see the white like that? You could see white here. You could see all the white scratches where it's almost like it dug in, came out, dug in, come out. So I don't know. I don't know. Have you?
And there's nothing on the way to the fucking bathroom from your bed that would.
No.
You would catch yourself on.
No, but I would, as deep as, you can see how deep those are, I would think I would have woke up.
Right.
For that.
But at the same time, I fucking scratch my ankle raw when I have a mosquito bite on the ball of my ankle all the time without waking up.
Yeah, so that's interesting, though. I mean, there have been some knocks and stuff that I've kind of went, but you never...
That could very well be the critters.
You know, we got the squirrel that likes to travel the electric lines.
Yeah.
Or,
specifically,
you know,
in my, above my, excuse me, room. On this house?
Yeah, so...
Fuck.
I don't know. I've heard some footsteps.
Yeah, you were telling me about that.
And I've had other people that have been here have heard footsteps, so it's interesting.
I mean, we did improperly close a Ouija board.
Yeah, you would think some shit would come down here. We pretty much did everything but beg and offer to do sexual favors for a ghost or a demon to come in this bitch.
Still on the table.
Hey...
Sexual favors are still on the table.
All right.
But no, funny story. You're sitting down to pee. I encountered that in public.
What?
I was taking a shit in Meijer.
Uh-huh.
And this dude walked in and, like, it was weird, man. Like, he was like, fucking feet dragging. And, like, he walked up to the fucking urinal. And then he was there for a minute and he kept fucking hard breathing. And then, like, fucking just, I guess he had a change of heart, and he fucking waddled his big ass into the fucking handicap stall, and he sat down. I was like, okay, so he decided he has to take poo-poo. That happens to me pretty regularly. No, he just sat down and, like, all you can hear is fucking just piss splashing against the fucking porcelain.
Well, you'll have that shit. I mean, people are lazy.
Also... You didn't have it, did you? You didn't get like a Poseidon's kiss too, did you?
No.
You know what that is?
I have no idea.
Where you're taking a poop and the poop falls and then it splashes up. That's Poseidon's kiss.
I've had it before, but you know, not that day.
It'll make you feel so dirty.
But hey, I'm a confident male. I'm full of male toxicity. We know this.
Which has what to do with taking a shit so big that it splashes up on your butthole?
I am not ashamed to say I'm a lazy fuck, and I will piss sitting down.
I think the only time I've done it in recent history is when I was, like, drunk.
Just for a little too much information, I will tell you when I do it the most often. If I'm at somebody's house, it's like a party or something.
Oh, to avoid splash and shit?
And to avoid the noise. I am very self-conscious about that.
Oh, I turn the fan on
that
and shit,
noise,
too, yeah.
The water... Hitting water,
yeah.
The piss hitting water.
You like put the seat up, and then you like piss on the edge of this toilet bowl. You turn on the fucking fan.
You walk
the water faucet.
Fucking line.
Yeah. Well, it's just like the camaraderie of males pissing each other's shit streaks off the toilet. Don't act like you've never done it. Don't act like you've never walked into a bathroom and seen shitty streaks down the fucking toilet bowl and pissed them off.
No compliment. No comment. But
so yeah, perfect timing. I didn't even think about this episode when I started watching The Last of Us.
Well, that was one of the reasons I said, you know what? I've never covered zombies.
Mm-hmm. I don't buy that guy being supposed to be 56 in that show.
Yeah,
Pedro, what's his fuck?
Yeah, Pedro Pascal.
Pascal.
I will say, I mean, I love the show.
Yeah. I'm not even done with the third episode yet, so I'm not that far in. But yeah. I know, I'm pretty sure I know almost every major plot point from the game.
Now, I will say this. Yeah, we're still...
Fuck it.
I will say it's probably... I was a Walking Dead fan for the first three or four seasons. I loved the Walking Dead first three or four seasons.
And then it went to shit.
Then when they went to...
As soon as Homeboy had a tiger, I was out.
I don't even think I made it that far.
Oh, God.
When they were in the subdivision, was the last good season.
With the mayor?
Yeah, but when they went to the cannibal... Or was that... Went to one town with the cannibals?
Well, after the mayor, wasn't it? Wasn't Negan after the mayor?
I don't know.
Still think that was a ballsy choice of a name for a character.
Yeah.
Negan. They're like, and then enter Negan. Whoa, Negan. Oh. Watch your ass, Jeff.
But I will say,
just ever since you fucking transferred from the Australian office after you beat up that fucking big bitch with the broom, Jeff. Bringing it back to last week.
I will say, Last of Us is damn good. And I will say, in the beginning of the first episode, I cried like a motherfucker. I'm man enough.
That's the crazy thing is, like, I've seen that. I've seen that scene. I know what you're talking about.
It's probably in the game.
No, like the movie scene or the TV show scene. I don't know where I don't know if I saw it on like a trailer video or some shit.
But when his daughter got shot,
she acted very well in that. I don't know who that girl is.
And I started crying like a motherfucker.
Fucking TikTok made me about fully like adult cry today. I'm scrolling through and it's just like, this little girl doesn't know how many little girls she saved from feeling this. And it's like a dad sitting there watching, like stitching and watching a video of like this little like 3-year-old girl, like having a panic attack, coming to the realization that after her dad committed suicide, like saying on camera, I miss dad. Dad's not coming back. Mm-hmm. I want daddy to hold me. And I'm just sitting there with my daddy issues like, God damn it, TikTok, you son of a bitch.
But when, you know, he realized when he was there and he looked at his brother.
Yeah.
And his brother just went, I went, oh, fuck. I turned straight. 13-year-old girl just got her heart broken.
That's how I went. I'm still like that to this day with P.S. I Love You.
And I was
what? There, dude, you act like you've seen P.S. I Love You. Don't lie.
I will not. No comment.
At the beginning, after the wake and shit, when she goes back up to her apartment and she lays in bed and you're like, what is she doing? And she keeps calling his phone to hear his voicemail. Oh my God, I cried like a fucking child. I was on a first date when I saw that movie. I was like 15. And then she was like, are you crying? I was like, fuck you. Yeah, I'm crying. You're crying too. What, I'm not allowed to cry? God damn it.
I'm a sensitive man. But I was sitting there crying my freaking eyes out. And I'm saying, please don't let Travis come home. Please don't let Travis come home. Please don't let Travis come home.
Whatever. I would have walked in and been like, start it over. I love a good cry.
But, I mean, it's such a good show. And the relationship between him and, I forget the girl's name, whatever. It's watching Mormont from Game of Thrones. The girl.
Oh, Ellie?
Ellie, that's her name, yeah. But their relationship, of course, you're only at episode one, so they don't have...
No, I'm on episode 3.
Okay, yeah.
One chick blew up her in the...
Yeah, she just died, yeah. What's her name? From Fringe?
Sure.
Yeah, she was in Fringe.
The one that looks like a UFC fighter for the whole show?
Yeah. So, but it's a good show. Now, I think it's better than Walking Dead.
It's not really saying much, because when I went back and rewatched Walking Dead, I didn't find it that great when I watched it the second time.
I didn't start watching Walking Dead when it first came out. I went back.
Fuck you.
We know it's disconnected.
We know the fucking connection sucks. You don't have to remind us. Fuck you, Spectrum. Suck my dick.
I watched it like, I caught season one like at season 3. Season 3 was going on.
Oh, yeah. That's how I was with, I did it with that. I almost always start shit late, which I like it that way, though, because I hate fucking waiting for shows.
Now, when we get to movies, what's your favorite
zombie movie?
Zombie movie.
Oh, man. See, it's almost to the point now where you have to break it down by category. Slow zombies or fast zombies?
Either or. I will say slow zombies. The Walking Dead zombies and the slow zombies, not that big of a fucking deal. I don't get that rambunctious about it. I mean,
it depends on how it spreads.
That's true. Fast Zombies, terrifying.
Yeah, like 28 Days Later, fucking horrifying.
What is it? World War Z or whatever.
With God, yeah. Fuck Dawn up. Of the Dead.
Yeah.
Fucking
Fast Zombies, yeah, you're fucked. Slow zombies, if zombies are slow, zombie apocalypse is very survivable.
I was going to say I Am Legend, even though that one is misconstrued. If you look, I Am Legend is a fucking vampire movie, not a zombie movie.
Well, we'll talk about this. There's a lot of the
crossover.
The origin myths of vampires and zombies is very, very similar that we'll touch on a little later when we get to some of the Caribbean type zombie type shit.
Can't wait to watch you touch on it.
I will touch the shit out of it.
Mm. I accidentally thumbs down our video. Suck on my ball sack.
All right, so the zombie apocalypse is coming, Travis.
Yeah, let's fucking bring it back to the top.
We are rolling with it. Now, there's a couple things I want to start off with. How do you think the zombie apocalypse will happen? Do you think it'll be a virus, like Last of Us, a fungus type situation, or like a parasite? Well, virus to parasite, same thing, I guess. Or some kind of mutation in the human gene. What's your best guess?
I think that realistically, I think that some type of, I don't know, honestly, because all of them are fungal or bacterial. I would say fungal makes the most sense from a spreading standpoint because of the spores.
Okay.
Potentially.
Now, I'm not a scientist by any stretch. Now, I would lean more toward a parasite, which a fungus really isn't a parasite.
No.
Right. Because, A, it's spread. It can spread easier, and it does. There are examples in nature of, which we'll talk about in this podcast, of parasites controlling, taking over a being's brain and forcing them to do things they don't want to do.
Yeah.
I mean, I see your point, and who knows? Maybe it'll be a joining of the two. A parasitical, that's not a word, but it is today, fungus.
Parasitic.
Parasitic fungus. Hey, I had a stroke.
You did have a stroke. Okay, so the chat is working. It's just not up on our software.
All right, well, welcome. Thank you to everybody that has come back. We greatly appreciate you guys. Okay, so let's start off with parasite.
Parasite.
What is a parasite? A parasite is an organism that lives at the expense of another organism, i.e. the host.
Host.
I learned something that I was not aware of this.
Mm-hmm.
Adult parasites may live on the host or in the host. I didn't know lice was actually considered a parasite. That just lives on.
Well, I mean, yeah.
On the host.
It makes sense.
What are those fish that are stick on or always on
shore?
What are they called?
Fuck.
Pilot fish?
It might be. No. God damn it.
But those
fish, if you wouldn't be asking me this question right now, I would be fucking
I would have looked it up, but I figured off. You had it. But those are considered parasites too. Parasites, or then you have the internal parasites, which most people recognize the word tapeworm. Those are parasites as well. Parasites generally do not kill the host, but may harm the host indirectly by spreading pathogens. Now, we have parasites in us. Now, we have bacteria, which technically is a parasite. Our gut biome is full of entities. Now, not all parasites.
Remora.
Remora, okay. Not all parasites are bad. We need some.
Also called shark sucker.
Right. I like it. But if our gut biome gets all fucked up and the bacteria and stuff that's in our bodies gets out of whack, it can cause us grave danger.
Like and share the video. Yeah.
So we need things in our body that are other organisms.
Fucking share the goddamn video.
Just not shitty parasites. Now, the question
shitty is, parasites not in, like, not even including the parasites in the poop. Because that's a thing, too.
Now, there is such a thing as a mind-controlling parasite where they take over a animal's mind. And yes,
Lamprey.
And yes,
Gregory in the comments said lamprey. I thought that was an eel.
Now, yes, it can happen to humans as well.
Mm. And now we're getting into the fucking brass tacks of this thing. Let's talk some now, zombies.
We do have some defenses against, you know,
guns.
No, mind controlling
samurai parasites. Swords.
You know, our genetics and our acid in our stomach does help.
Mm-hmm.
Naturally, the blood or the membrane, the blood brain membrane or whatever.
The one called. That failed you.
Yes, the distance. Our brain is encased, so it's harder to get into. But let's give an example of a mind controlling parasite: a liver fluke.
Liver fluke. Go on.
It does not affect humans, so we don't have to worry about it. But
fuck them.
It starts its life in a cow that, or any mother.
Fuck it. Just keep rolling.
Or any grass eating animal or farm animal, basically. The animal poops out the parasite's eggs, which the snail eats. A snail will come along and eat the poop.
And, they eat the poo poo.
And then the snail becomes the second host, essentially. The snail, excretes, god damn.
Shits out
the larvae as part of its slime, which you all know that.
Slime.
Which, is it escargot snail?
Yes.
I will never eat escargot now.
Snail trail. I've had it. It's all right.
Ants then come along and eat the slime from the snails. The liver fluke, ideal, it wants to get back to the farm animal, so it takes over the ant's mind. During the day, of the infected ant will do all ant things.
Yeah.
It'll go about its ant business.
Did you know that there's an estimated 20 quadrillion ants on the face of the earth?
That does not surprise me.
The but more you know.
The interesting part, however, at night, the parasite will take over the ant, cause it to go up to a blade top
the top of the blade of grass,
bite down on it, and stay there all night.
Yeah, and until they die, they freeze to death basically.
The ant will live, but its goal is to get eaten by the cow or the farm grazing animal. It's triggered by warmth. So in the morning, when the sun comes up and it gets to a certain temperature, it hasn't been eaten yet. The ant will go back.
It releases the ant.
It'll go down and start doing its ant's job.
You know, they didn't mention anything about this in A Bug's Life or Ants.
No, they did not.
Sons of bitches.
Now, once it'll keep doing this, repeat this until it gets eaten and the parasite makes its way back to a cow or a farm animal.
Circle of life.
That is the circle of this parasite's life. Hmm. That's its whole goal, to do that.
Interesting.
So it takes over the ant's mind to do all this, but lets it do its normal things, which is fascinating.
Which is, I mean, in line with, I'm sure we'll talk about like the human examples of zombies, quote unquote, in terms of like voodoo and hoodoo later.
Yeah.
Which is, that's kind of in line with that whole process, not the whole process of like the circle of completion and movement of the parasite, but like the process of how the parasite works within the body.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you got my brain thinking now. You're firing up my old book learning thoughts.
Now, we all know I hate cats.
Fucking cats.
I hate cats.
I don't hate cats. They're not my favorite. I would rather have a dog.
Now I know why.
I've met some cool cats. Have you ever met a cat that actually acts like a dog?
No.
They're pretty fun. I've seen cats that bark.
Huh, really?
Like, don't actually bark, but, like, they I guess they're around dogs so fucking much. Just like that girl in, like, Poland or whatever that was raised by terriers.
Really?
Yeah. You seen that chick?
No.
Dude, yeah. She was, like, legit raised by, like, rat terriers or some shit like that. And she, like, if you watch this little video on YouTube, like, you can't even tell the difference. Like, if you watched it blindfolded, you would not be able to tell when it is a dog and when it is her. She really? Can communicate with them and shit.
Very interesting.
Yeah. Or the kid that was raised by wolves, the real Mowgli.
The real Mowgli.
Yeah. It's a real thing.
Now,
you can do a whole episode on that.
I think cats and cat owners are sketchy people. And this only proves it and makes me dig in the trench even more on my disdain for cats.
Before we get any hate for this, I will say I'm not the biggest cat fan either. But I did watch the documentary Don't Fuck With Cats. And I don't think the cats should be fucking beaten to death and shit.
Now, I'm going to give a disclaimer. I'm an idiot. I had a stroke.
Yes.
So there are some big words on this. And
I already saw it. I got it for you if you want.
I'm going to try it.
Okay.
I'll give you It'll be a good short if I fuck it up.
All right.
me. Okay.
Talking about cats here. Pussy parasites. Pussycytes.
No, that's not what I'm getting fucked up on. No. Toxoplasmosis. Not bad.
It was good. And if you just clip out that little fuck up there in the middle, you're good.
Cats get infected by eating Don't fuck with me. Cats get infected by eating rodents that are carrying the parasite Toxoplasma gondii.
I knew that motherfucker wasn't was to be trusted. Guy. I knew he wasn't to be trusted. Gandhi, we could do an episode on that too. Gandhi was into some shady shit.
He was. Now,
that diaper held a lot of secrets.
Yes, it did. This particular parasite causes rodents to lose their fear of cats and even makes them attracted to cat urine.
I mean, who's not? It's a great fucking scent.
So if it's...
Oh, de piss.
As this parasite is controlling this rodent or rat, if it smells cat piss, it's going to go to it. Now,
interesting.
Humans can be infected with this same parasite from their contact with cats, mainly the fecal matter.
Which you're fucked because it's a goddamn cat and you literally have to scoop its shit out of a box.
Yes.
Unless you have a dog who is a good pet that will do you a favor and go and eat it. Interesting question. Does it affect dogs? Because dogs are known to eat cat shit out of the fucking litter box.
I would think so, but I don't know. We'd have to, if anybody's watching or listening.
That's how you get FIV.
Put it in the comments.
Remember that whole conversation when we found out that cats have feline AIDS?
Yeah.
Fuck. Mind blower.
Now, there's a couple things I want to cover with the possible effects on humans. Now, I have to preface this by saying these are very debated.
As is most of the shit that we talk about on this fucking show.
Toxoplasmosis affects humans in this way or can affect humans or have this effect on humans.
So there's so what you're saying is there's no concrete evidence of it. But well, there's...
I think everything's split.
Good movie.
Yeah,
here we go again. Fuck it.
Well, we're just going to keep rolling on.
Fuck it.
Bipolar disorder. They say some people believe that could be, this parasite could cause bipolar disorder.
Interesting.
Schizophrenia. Now, this is really, there's a few experts or scientists that believe this shit.
So you're saying that the opinions on schizophrenia are back and forth?
No, the effect on humans from this particular parasite.
I mean, schizophrenia as a whole is just fucking an interesting topic.
The possible risk of suicide increases with cat owners, because of this particular parasite. But
I'm sure it has nothing to do with the fact that there's so many cat owners out there that just seem like sad people.
Actually, that you're joking somewhat, but you're...
Is that really a theory?
That is the people who don't believe this thing. Well, yeah, you know...
You heard it here first, folks. Cats cause schizophrenia, bipolar disorder, and suicidal thoughts.
But
while we're on the topic, if you or anybody you know is having suicidal thoughts or going through a hard time, talk to them. Give them the phone number that I don't have on hand right now. Get the help you need. We all know I'm very serious about fucking mental health.
But some people claim that this particular parasite, if a human gets infected with it, will increase the chance of suicide.
Interesting.
Mainly under the same principle of what it does to rodents.
Uh-huh.
They lose their sense of, you know, fear. They lose a little bit of fear, like a rodent loses fear of the cat. So this might increase the risk of suicide. You lose your
fear. Is Travis Pastrana a cat owner?
I don't know. I do not know.
Steve-O? I know he's got a dog.
I don't know.
He adopted it from, like, Chile or Argentina or some shit. Yeah, he went to fucking somewhere in South America and, like, just found this dog, snuck it into his hotel and shit, and I believe he still has it.
Now, here's...
Sidebar?
Listen to this. With the popularity of cats as a pet, which, you know, I don't understand, because they're just looking to eat you. If you die...
I mean, so are dogs to an extent.
If I die, if I croak
dogs out, will eat you.
Layla would not eat me.
Chalupa, it has been documented that dogs have eaten parts of their owners when they've been gone undiscovered for a while.
she will sit there and lick my face until...
Well, that's because that bitch doesn't have any fucking teeth.
The last possible moment. Now, if I had a cat, that little pussy wouldn't even wait till I was dead to probably start eating me.
I mean, in my opinion, it probably wouldn't even have to chew you. Probably. Because they have those fucking... Those bristle tongues.
Right, but cats...
Just look at tigers. Big cats.
Yeah.
Like tigers and lions and shit. Like, their tongues are so rough, they can legitimately lick the fucking skin off of their prey.
Nice.
Yeah. Like, if you look at a zoom... Like, have you ever seen a cat's tongue close up?
No.
It's got, like, little hooky bristle things going on. They're, like, fucking... Just, like, if you take a cat and compare it to a lion, it is the same way if you zoom in on their tongues. Their tongues just look like fucking, like, I don't even know what to call it. Like catfish palates, if you will.
Hmm. Now you know.
That was a good reference right there.
Now.
Noodling.
Like I was saying, the popularity of cats as a pet, it is estimated that 30 to 50% of the global, I said global population.
About 7 billion people. So what, like almost between what, like 2.75 and 3.5 billion people could have been exposed to this. Right. Bacteria
have been exposed or could possibly be infected with this.
Interesting.
Now,
huh?
That we've learned anything over the past 2 years,
you didn't. If we've learned anything over the past 2 years, it wasn't from this fucking podcast.
That's true. Things mutate. Things,
yeah,
change.
I was just talking about this. Everybody's like, "Oh, the Delta variant. This variant. It's what fucking viruses do, dude. Right. They're fucking living things. It's like everybody's like, there's a new one. They're just gonna keep fucking me a new one. It was called COVID-19 for a fucking reason. You think they just were like, put a 19 on the end of that? That sounds cool.
I think.
Did you lose your place? I do it all the fucking time.
That? Okay, right there. With the popularity of cats. I think this particular parasite,
if it could be a thing, it could be a thing.
If it evolves, this could kick off the zombie apocalypse. If it could evolve into something that can penetrate our defenses and affect our minds and take control of our bodies, like it does the rat.
Or so you're saying that. Cats are going to be responsible for the zombie apocalypse.
It's very possible. I think this is a plausible
fucking chance. Cats. Fucking cats. Speaking of cats, did you watch the Cats movie? Like the Broadway, they made a movie out of the Broadway show? I didn't watch
it
either.
Have you met me?
I didn't watch it either.
Okay.
But apparently before they put out the final copy, the Cats... At least, apparently they were not supposed to be buttholes, but it has certainly appeared that the cats had fucking buttholes. And then the producers had them remove them. I found this very interesting. I think they should have left them in. I might have actually watched that movie by now had the cats remained to have buttholes.
Huh. Very interesting.
The more I say butthole, the more I want to say it in a really stereotypical Korean voice because of the movie The Interview. What?
Did you just say a light?
No. That giant fucking light in front of our face?
Like a flash. And you didn't hear anything? Did you hear
it? I heard something.
All right. That's weird. Okay. But, you know, I do think if this parasite could evolve or does evolve or finds a way to adapt and it...
Which is what they do.
Or even a parasite that gets in a dog with the pop or any pet. Think about it.
Let me draw the line there. Parasites, yes, to an extent, mostly viruses are known to really mutate.
Right. But everything evolves. Every living...
Except Jesus.
Well, we can talk about Jesus, the original zombie.
I say that shit all the time. The Bible was the first fucking zombie story. Speaking of, we were talking about zombie movies earlier. How'd you feel about... What was it? Warm Bodies?
Warm Bodies.
It was like a zombie love story.
Oh, I tried watching like 5 minutes of that.
I actually kind of enjoyed it by the end of it. It was just a weird take. Like, it was basically like a teenage love drama, and then you sprinkled in zombie, and you're like, I get it, because he's a fucking zombie.
Hmm.
But other than that, iZombie, I hear people talk about that. I haven't watched that yet.
I've never watched it. Now, here's something I learned that I was not aware of. And this is might be even more scarier.
More frightening.
More frightening than a cat zombie.
A cat shit zombie?
Yes. The flu virus.
Influenza.
This might be the scariest possible cause for the zombie apocalypse. In the book, This Is Your Brain on Parasites, Kathleen
McAuliffe. I'm from the McAuliffe clan. We hail from Derry.
She covers two scientists that were thinking that germs could influence humans.
Duh.
They couldn't actually just go infect people with the flu, because that would be...
Why? They did it in fucking 2020.
Well, we'll get to that in a minute. But they did find a workaround. They studied people who received the flu vaccine. Mm-hmm. What they observed was people who were most contagious a day or two after being exposed before they start having symptoms. Really, that's when you're most exposed. You're mm-hmm. most liable to spread.
Or to spread. Okay.
Once you get it, you have about two or three. We should know this. You have about 2 or 3 days before you start showing symptoms. Mm-hmm. In that 2 or 3 day period before symptoms, you are the most contagious.
Huh.
They tracked the social life.
There's a dormant stage.
Your body hasn't. The only reason you, if I'm not, I'm not, like I said, I'm not a doctor, but your symptoms that you have is your body fighting the disease or the virus. I'm sorry. So just because your body hasn't started fighting that, you are still contagious.
Makes it even more terrifying.
Right. That's why, like, with
COVID, you don't know
with COVID-19, they say you were actually infected. I know from when I got it, they said, when did you start showing symptoms? I said, Saturday, I think it was.
Mm-hmm.
Or Sunday or something, whatever. She said, well, then you were infected on Thursday. And I felt fine.
Then what's the fucking point of the quarantine at that point?
Well, that's why when I got sick, it was still a 10-day quarantine.
Yeah, me too.
But
because I got it shortly after you did.
10 day from the time of infection.
Or no.
So that's why I could go back to work in a week, because my 10 days was up. That's long story.
Yeah, now I'm just trying to think of the timeline. I got it, and then you got it the winter of that year, right? I got it in January.
You got it early. You got it.
Well, I think I had it before it was in the news. Because I was laid the fuck out.
I didn't get it till 2021.
I got it last
December. December of 2021.
What year were the Falcons in the Super Bowl?
I don't know.
Wasn't it the Falcons?
I don't know. I don't think
so. I don't know. I just know I had fucking COVID over the Super Bowl weekend.
You got it early in the pandemic.
Yeah, I think I got it. I think I got it the same year as you, but I got it earlier on in the year. I'm pretty sure we were still wearing masks.
I thought you got it when everything was still shut down.
No, right after.
They just opened it up.
Yeah, right after.
Yeah, see,
shortly after.
December 19th was my year anniversary of getting COVID.
It's a weird thing to remember.
Yeah.
I like it.
No, yeah. No, because I started getting symptoms the day after Christmas, so 26th. Yeah, so the 23rd or something like that. Anyway, getting back to This Is Your Brain on Parasites. These two particular scientists tracked the social life of 36 subjects, college students, before and after they received...
That's a bad start.
Before and after they received a flu shot.
None of them showed symptoms that they were looking for, but 16 of them did get the clap.
What they found...
And the other 20 were put in jail for drinking fucking Natter Days.
Right. What they
found... Which are not actually that bad. Those strawberry Natty Lights.
Yeah, well...
They're pretty good for like $11 for a case.
What they found shocked them. 3 days after getting the flu shot, the subject interacted with twice as many people as they had before. Now, this is a small sample size, only 36... A case study of 36, but it does show some promise that maybe the flu virus actually controls us in some way before the body starts
I mean, what is its goal? To make you go to sleep?
No, no. Before you start getting symptoms, you are, like I said, you are sick. You are infected 2 days before you start showing symptoms.
And then they showed an abnormal level of social interaction. Right,
in that 2 days before you start showing symptoms and your body starts fighting, the fever and tired, that's your body fighting the virus. And those 2 days before you actually start showing symptoms, you have a desire to be more social.
I would say that COVID did the same thing, but I think that's just because it locked us up for so long that all of us were ready to go out and get fucking hammered and have fun again.
I'm trying to think.
I got so stir crazy. I lost like fucking 40 pounds over that like 2 month period just because you didn't fucking have anything to do. All I did was drink water and energy drinks and fucking work out.
Right. You know, I'm trying to think, you know, maybe that you might be on something. People hated the lockdown so much. I just wonder if the people that would, you know, so many people were probably infected.
If they didn't take into account this theory, and that's part of the reason why it blew up. Because even during the lockdown, people are still out.
Right. Breaking the law. Breaking the law.
Yeah, they put a fucking curfew on us. Like, eat my dick. I ain't following no fucking. I'm a grown-ass man. Unless you want to fucking put military vehicles at the end of the street to stop me from going anywhere, fuck you. I'm going to fucking Walgreens.
Okay, let's spell this word correctly.
It fucking bothers me too.
But maybe that's one of the reasons why people were so frustrated or would get so angry about the lockdowns, because they were infected
and they had an involuntary desire to engage in social activity.
Right. And that's why they hate it. I really think the big downside of COVID, I want to know this. Somebody brought this to my attention today, I think it was. I want to know how much of an increase in the divorce rate there was in 2020. Mm.
I know all tradesmen were busy as fuck.
I know one thing. I know a lot of relationships broke up in 2020.
Yeah.
Anyway. Okay. I want to cover something else that day.
That's a good point, though. I think I was like, that's why everybody was so shocked when we reopened our restaurant and all that shit. Because, like, so many people were like, are you the only person that lost weight over all this? I was like, what the fuck else are you going to do? Like, what? Did you literally just watch Tiger King over and over again? I watched Tiger King when it first came out. Because I remember my boss texted me when we were shut down and everything. He's like, I was like, what's up, man? He's like, I'm just checking in. Fucking bored. And I was like, me too. He's like, you watch any good shit? I was like, I'll watch fucking Tiger King. He was like, yeah, I already finished it.
That's one thing. All right, sorry. That's one thing about during the lockdown, I was never locked down.
You kept working.
I went to work every day because that was essential.
Well, and that's a whole
other, military contract.
That was a whole other fucking conversation. Like, one of my best friends who you know kept working through all that. And he was like, I think it's fucking stupid that I don't get the fucking kickback from the state government that you're getting because you're unemployed because of this.
Right.
Not that he was giving me shit for it. I was like, I don't disagree with you. I think you should get it too, but I'm not going to fucking turn it down. Yeah. And he was like, yeah, 100%. I just think it's fucking bullshit. I was like, hey, yeah, 100%. Well, I agree with you thinking that it's bullshit.
The bullshit thing,
somebody needs a timing belt.
My job was essential because of the company I do work for.
Yeah.
Has military contracts.
Right.
So the military needs their shit. So
need my money on time.
But like essential grocery stores or whatever in the big box store.
Walmart. God, when there's fucking lines outside the grocery store because they're only letting so many people in.
But how?
And God forbid we don't have fucking toilet paper.
How was Walmart essential and Home Depot and all these other, but yeah,
because if Walmart's not open, how are all of the people of the world going to go out in public to show off their pajama pants?
But good point. But a mom and pop grocery store
I agree.
They had to shut down.
I agree.
But yet Walmart, the bigger corporations got to stay open. They were essential, but a family owned bodega or
the fuck is there a bodega around
here? Not for our New York listeners.
Oh, speaking of, we need to reach out to a couple other Ohio podcasts. I just thought about this because I was going to say there's no Bodegas in fucking Hamilton. There kind of is.
There kind of is.
But I know two other podcasts from Ohio that I have heard talk about Hamilton and how shitty it is. One of them was talking like it just stopped in like the 60s. And I was like, I'm fucking DMing both of these shows and being like, let's talk about it. I'm a resident. I got a good microphone. You don't have to worry about the sound quality on the conversation.
All right. Let's get back. Another virus, which I was shocked when I read this. Now, this is really
shocking.
I don't want to, this isn't proof of anything, but there are some studies
done. Oh, I see where we're going with this.
There are some studies done on this, and that is the virus that killed, was scared the shit out of everybody back in the 80s and 90s. Mm. During my sexual peak. That's sad, isn't it? That is AIDS. Some researchers found that there was an increase in sexual appetite of those that were infected with AIDS. Now, there are several reasons why this could, you know, they said this could happen. You know, you catch AIDS, especially later on, you know you're going to die.
Yeah.
You know, you want, well, back then anyway, it was a test. Yeah. Now, you know,
if you're not Magic Johnson.
Now it's basically like herpes. And if it's so bad, if it gets to a certain level, you still have it, but you don't have it. It's
weird. Yeah, you just got to take fucking, what is it, like Keytruda for PrEP.
But this could be psychological.
Fuck you.
You know, because of, you know, fear of death or whatever, naturally, you know, your subconscious kicks in. You want to spread your
seed.
It knows you're going to die. But that could be an explanation. But that is very interesting that they did see a rise in sexual desire. Maybe that's why I got lucky so much when I was younger.
Because you had AIDS?
No, because the women had AIDS. They had a strong... we'll just take him.
Jesus. I don't know. I mean... But... I mean, where's the baseline for this testing?
Well, this is all hypothesis. And
oh, so they didn't actually study this.
Right, hypothesis. This one I couldn't find an actual study on the AIDS thing. They just
so we can just chalk this up to probably bullshit.
Probably it or a weird quinky dink.
Well, I was gonna say because if this was an actual study, I would have been interested to see the findings or the evidence behind it because like not to judge a book by its cover or anything or be insensitive. I guess some people might take this, but if you're dealing with an HIV or an AIDS patient, I would venture to guess either it's got to go one of two ways, three ways. They're born with it. They're the most unlucky person in the world, which I mean, in general, that would fly. Or you're probably dealing with somebody who already lives a sexually open, somewhat promiscuous lifestyle.
Right.
So I'm going to just chalk that one up to bullshit.
It would warrant a lot further study. Of course, you can't do it. Obviously, I guess you could do it now, but it's not the same as what it was in the late
80s. Yeah, but I mean, you got like AIDS, Tylenol now.
Yeah, you know, it's basically AIDS and herpes about the same now.
I think it's Drixenol, the medicine from Osmosis Jones.
Hmm. Okay.
Have you seen Osmosis Jones?
I don't think so.
Oh, God. The Chris Rock kids animated movie?
No,
I haven't seen that. The whole movie is inside of Bill Murray?
No, I have not seen this.
You should watch it. It's actually pretty funny. Chris Rock plays a white blood cell.
A white blood cell?
Yeah.
Is that...
It's kind of like Inside Out. You might have seen Inside Out because you got kids in that age range.
No. I don't think so.
Fuck me, right?
Now, the most common parasite that affects human beings
is what we talked about when you brought up this topic.
Rabies.
Rabies.
Which is very interesting. I didn't do a lot of research on rabies. This was just an after. I just threw this in. I didn't really, because it's so, everybody knows about rabies. I wanted to hit some of the weird shit.
Yeah.
But I guess it's not as common as people think.
Like humans being infected with rabies?
Even animals being, not every rabid dog or, you know, rodent carrier or bat carries rabies.
Or the misconception of, like, people being afraid of getting rabies from an opossum.
Opossum?
Yeah.
Not opossum, opossum.
Then opossum we've covered we have that in North America.
We've covered this on this podcast.
Because if you didn't know, opossums are like 98% immune to rabies.
So they don't know they have it.
They they can't carry it.
Oh, they can't even carry it?
Yeah. Like most of them just will not get rabies.
Huh.
It is possible, but most of them can are incapable, for all intents and purposes, basically incapable of contracting rabies or whatever you want to call it. I think it's just because they have those gnarly mouths that everybody's afraid of them.
Yeah, the ugliest.
Because you can literally, like, as long as it, like, most opossums, like, you can literally just, like, as long as you come up behind it, just grab it by the tail and it'll just hang there like, eh. It won't actually fucking do anything.
They will hiss like a motherfucker.
Oh, yeah. I'd be more worried about a fucking raccoon. Have you ever seen a hairless raccoon? They're kind of adorable.
No, I've not seen a hairless raccoon.
It's like a skin sack. It's like a fucking ball sack, and then it's got little like black spots around its eyes and nose and shit. Or as Theo Vaughn would call it, instead of a nut sack, a fucking gum holster.
A gum holster. Jesus Christ.
I'd love that, man. I'm going to reach out to Theo Vaughn and see if he'll be on our show.
I'll hold my breath.
I will show him my asshole. I love Theo Vaughn. I know this.
That'll get him here. Okay.
That'll get anybody here. Fucking Joe Biden, Barack Obama, Donald Trump, and George Washington will wake up from the grave to come on this show if I show them my sweet little balloon knot.
Now, let's ask the hard question, Travis.
Are
there zombies walking around the earth today?
I really thought that this was going to have something to do with square roots. I'm not going to lie to you. Are there zombies walking Joe Biden?
Now, the pop culture definition of...
And again, before I get fucking flack for this, I don't have a political leaning. I think they're all fucking assholes. But Joe Biden's pretty...
No,
pretty entertaining.
Yeah, he might be. Maybe you might be right. Now, pop culture definition of zombies are the dead that have been reanimated, brought back to life, in some form of a living being.
Jesus.
Now, zombies are big in the Caribbean. The zombie...
man. We got the zombies.
They grow
the best ganja.
If there are any zombies walking amongst us, it's going to be in Haiti. So let's cover the Haiti.
Haiti's thing. a fucking mysterious and potentially very dark place.
The Haitian zombies. Let's talk about these.
And them motherfuckers are ride or die, too. Haitians stick together.
There are actually people in Haiti that are considered and looked at and recognized as zombies.
Like by the government?
Well, I'm going to get to that.
Oh, we're gonna talk shit. About it. Buckle up, Buttercup. We're about to take that ass for a ride.
Now, in Haiti, a zombie is a person that has been brought back to life due to either magic of some kind... Or it's actually because of magic. That's voodoo, basically, even though there's some...
Is it voodoo or hoodoo? Or Santeria?
Well, voodoo is a form of Santeria. I think voodoo is like Santeria and something else combined.
I don't know. It gets weird. Personally, I don't practice Santeria, and I ain't got no crystal ball. Fuck yeah. I had $1 million, but I...
blew it all.
I spend it all.
Oh, the spender blew.
If I could find my Hyena... And that Sancho that she found, I'd pop a cap in Sancho, and I'd slap her.
All right, where was I? Now,
motherfucker.
Voodoo is, from what I read about this.
We need to do an episode on like voodoo and hoodoo and shit. That shit is so, in Santeria. Santeria is fucking
dark. I actually
dark.
Interviewed somebody who practices Santeria.
Really?
Back in the day. She doesn't do a podcast anymore.
Well, do you think she'd do an interview again? Fuck me.
I don't know what she's doing now. If you want, I will.
She's probably a zombie.
I'll reach out to her.
What if we get her on fucking Skype and she's like, hello?
She was on this podcast like 3 times.
Huh.
And I was on hers once.
You realize if we get her on this show, the first question I'm going to ask her is if she has a crystal ball to see if she fucking answers correctly. And if she doesn't say I had $1 million, but I spent it all, the show's over.
Okay. But voodoo has mixed emotions about zombieism. There are some voodoo practitioners that put a lot of faith into it. Others kind of, they don't want it. It's like that dirty little secret. Nobody wants to
talk
about.
I'll keep you my dirty little secret.
But there are people.
Shout out to All American Rejects. Was that Jared Leto?
What?
Was he All American Rejects?
I don't think so.
I know he was in a band. No, he's fucking... Come break me down. I think. I don't know.
Maybe. But like I said earlier, there are people that are walking around Haiti right now that are actually considered zombies. Now, in Haiti, a zombie is a person that has been brought back by magic, like voodoo, or by a priest or priestess or witch or warlock, one of the two. They are in a zombie-like state, but it's not the Walking Dead type zombie, and definitely not the Last of Us type zombie with the mushroom growing out of the fucking head.
Mm. I'm trying to think. Wasn't there another fucking zombie film or show that was fungal?
I don't know. But these particular zombies...
fucking Planet Terror. There's a zombie movie for you. The Tarantino movie with Bruce Willis.
I don't think I've seen that.
I love that. That doesn't narrow it down. The Tarantino movie with Bruce Willis. Been like all of them?
There's only been nine Quentin Tarantino movies.
Is that it?
He's only had like 9 or 10 movies.
Foxy Brown, Pulp Fiction, Reservoir Dogs, Hateful Eight, Inglourious Bastards.
Kill Bill 1 and 2.
Kill Bill 1 and 2. Planet Terror, Death Proof.
I don't think those
are... Oh, no, those aren't Tarantino. Those are...
he might have been in them.
No, I think those are... fuck, that's Robert Rodriguez. Yeah.
Because I listened
to... Fuck that one up.
He said he's like done. He's got like one more. And
Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
I think he's got one more.
Yeah, you're probably right.
And I think he wanted to get to 10 or something. It's something stupid. I know it's a really... I was like, he's...
I hope he doesn't count... From Dusk Till Dawn.
That was not... He was just in it. That was not his movie.
He did... I think he was like a co-writer or something like that.
But what...
No, it's not his movie.
Right. He... Yeah.
That's...
he doesn't count that as one of his.
Who was that? Fucking...
I think that was Rodriguez.
The Hispanic guy. Was that Robert... No, that wasn't Robert Rodriguez. Sure? That was... fuck. It might have been. I don't know.
Where was I at?
Insert fucking name. James Cameron. That's about all. Martin Scorsese. Great mobster flicks. I don't give a fuck. The Irishman was too goddamn long.
And there was a bad edit in one of those toward the end of it.
I watched it one time. The movie was so fucking long. I could have
edited better than that. Anyway, now, like I said just a moment ago, these aren't your Walking Dead zombies with, you know, decayed flesh, you know, bullshit. These are basically people walking around in a catatonic state.
I was going to say, they're not actually dead, correct?
Yes and no.
Mm.
I will get to that. But they're more, did you just shit on me?
No, it was my water bottle.
Jesus.
It was a...
Okay. They're walking around basically like me.
Just yeah. existing.
Just moping
around.
Just
going through the fucking the rigmarole.
But they appear to be zoned out.
So we're all fucking zombies before 11 a.m. Got it.
They don't really respond when, you know, questioned or talked to, or they just mumble shit.
Again, we're all zombies before 11 a.m. Trust me, we live together. There's not much conversation going on between the two of us, two of us in the a.m. Mm-hmm. unless it's early a.m. and we're drunk. Or lettuced out. Watching fucking wrestling and shit.
Now, they believe these people are basically labor slaves.
Yeah.
They're brought back to be and do the bidding of the witch, warlock, whatever they're called, voodoo or
who. Now, does this only happen during the season of the witch?
No. I did not read anything about that.
Great song.
This could happen anytime there.
Oh, I was just making a song reference.
I know, you're just making a joke, but I'm rolling with it. Now, the Haitian people have a strong belief in zombies. They truly believe they walk around, and they, like I said earlier, they identify. I did all this once.
The zombies are they, them?
Yes, they identify as zombies. Do not call them alive, call them dead. They get all pissy and correct you. Where was I?
Well, am I distracting you with my
yes.
my plops?
The Haitians believe zombies are created due to magic, like I said, but the medical professionals generally think it's more some kind of poisoning.
Hmm.
Okay, which may be the zombie drug, whatever, which is what bath salts, what we talked about earlier. or they kind of poison them to kill them and then bring them back. And I'll get into that a little bit here more in a minute. Now,
uno momento, por favor.
The Haitian people generally, on average, report about 1,000 new cases of zombies per year.
Damn, how many fucking, what is it like? There's only like fucking 2,200 people in Haiti after the earthquake.
That's true.
Oh, that was insensitive. Jesus. Where was that earthquake recently?
I have no
idea. Somewhere in the Middle East or some shit? Was it really bad?
I don't know.
I saw a really interesting video of a fucking indoor like swimming pool during that earthquake. Pretty interesting.
The government, like we were talking about, actually acknowledges zombification.
And fuck even yeah, now it, we're talking. When you started talking about the government acknowledging the existence of fucking zombies, go ahead.
They even made it a crime to make somebody a zombie under the Haitian Penal Code, Article 246.
246.
Basically, zombification is considered murder even though the person is technically still alive.
Murder?
Yes.
Wouldn't it be like kidnapping or...
I'll cover how you become a Haitian zombie right now. Basically, what happens is the person becomes ill. The family will see them as dead. You know, a few days later, they will basically just die.
Oh, so they're bait and switching motherfuckers.
They actually have the funeral service for them. The Haitian witch or warlock, whatever.
Priestess, whatever.
Whatever. They will then steal the body. The dead person will soon be seen out in public doing chores or doing some sort of work or just roaming around.
The fuck? How does that work? How is that the process that you choose to do zombification by? It's like, oh, fucking Catholic fucking chants and shit. And then like 2 days later, you're like, Jim? What the fuck, Jim? You're alive? And they're just like, ugh. Man, you went with lack of oxygen down there for too long, didn't you, fucking Jim? God damn it.
Now,
they should see this is why you need safety coffins. That's a real thing. Being buried alive was much more common back in the day. They made coffins where, like, you could pull a string and it would ring a bell and it had, like, an air tube to the outside and shit.
Yeah. Now, it's important to note that the Haitians do not bury their dead. They generally place them in a concrete tomb above ground. And
a mausoleum.
In most rural areas, the tombs are on the property of the family. Or somebody in the family. I guess they... The family owned property. They might not live there.
But. Have you ever looked into that fucking culture? It's in like Micronesia somewhere or some shit like that, where they fucking like once a year they like bring the remains of their dead relatives out and like sit them at the dinner table with them and shit. Yeah,
fuck that.
It's a real thing. They basically like mummify their loved ones.
Even though when I die, I want just stuff me. Put me right here in the chair and you can do podcasts with me. Fuck it. I don't know.
There'll be more life behind your eyes when you're dead.
Probably would be able to read better and
speak
more
better.
Coherent.
I just have a little fucking string that I pull to open your mouth. And then the zombies from Haiti.
The shittiest ventriloquism ever.
I don't know. I've seen some pretty fucking bad ventriloquism in my day. Dead Silence. That movie scared the shit out of me when I went to see it in theaters. It's all ventriloquist dummies. It's just automatically terrifying. It's like Puppet Master, but not as 80s.
But basically what happens is the witch steals the body.
Bitch.
And brings them somewhat back to life. It's not really...
Oh, fucking lazy. Do it. If you're going to do something, do it right. Fucking, I don't know.
Well,
insert a name of a famous witch.
Well, once somebody dies, I don't think you can completely bring them back to life. But basically how it works is they take the ritual or whatever, they keep part of their soul and they keep it in a magical container.
Container. I thought you just fucked up the word metal. All right, go on.
No, it's kind of magic. You know, let's be honest. Then
it's kind of making somebody into a zombie is kind of magic. Let's be honest. No shit.
But the poison comes in. That's how they kill them.
Yeah.
To get them dead. The magic is
burning. Now, do they kill them or do they just give them the appearance of being dead.
No, apparently, from what I read, they actually die.
It's like, not... what was that movie? They did that in a movie where they took something to like slow their heart rate down.
Right.
Can't remember what it was, though. Are they fucking Men in Black 2'd
it? We'll get into this. And this is kind of where, at the end, because I think I'm coming close to the end of the notes. But this is where the vampire...
And got almost 2 hours out of two live streams.
The vampire and zombies kind of...
Oh, yeah. Here we go.
But we'll get to that in a minute. Basically, they steal the body.
Team fucking zombie. They fuck Edward and whatever the wolf's name was.
They put...
Jacob.
They put a part of their soul... What'd I put? Soil? Soul. Or their life force in a magic container. Then they use the zombie as a slave or sell them to another witch. So they basically bring
part
back
of their
the dead
soil or life force
to dust and run the vacuum. Cut the grass.
I know they do a lot of manual like farm work and shit too.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Now, Haitian zombies can be saved or cured. I have a story.
Go on.
I have a story of this.
That makes it less fun.
But here's how they become a non-zombie.
A zombie?
Or the curse is broken. If the container contains this piece of the soul or
kiss
something
a frog?
Soul, yes, breaks, the person can
the be... The hallucinogenic kind?
Yes, the person can be released from his zombie state. If the witch or warlock dies, I guess... Jesus Christ. This is killing me.
On the fly edits. We like that.
Well, just my OCD is kicking in. If the witch dies, I guess the connection is broke, I guess.
So like a, isn't that werewolves? You kill the first werewolf and it reverses the curse?
Yes. And in some vampire movies.
Oh.
I think.
What good is that? If like, what if all the vampire children are like 200 years old?
Isn't that, what is it? John Carpenter's
John Carpenter?
Mother, I'm podcasting.
Mother.
Should I answer it?
Yeah, fuck it.
Let's answer it. Hello, mother. I'm good. Just podcasting. You're live on air.
Why isn't it on speaker?
Yeah, you are now. I don't know if they can hear you. What's up? I'm doing good. If you were watching YouTube, you would know I'm doing good. You don't get notifications? I'm sorry.
Hit the little bell.
Zombies. We're covering zombies, mother. Well, maybe she is. Well, we've had a tough time. Is everything... Well, we've had technical issues. Everything okay? Or you just want to talk to your lovely son? Yeah, I'm coming up to see you tomorrow. All right. Well, go over to YouTube and watch us.
God damn it.
All right, dear. All right. All right, dear. Bye. All right. Where was I at?
Reality.
Anyway, okay. Like I said, if the witch dies, I guess...
Next time you're putting her on speakerphone.
We should have to keep the thing plugged in so you... Like we did that one time for the Instagram followers. If the witch dies, I guess it breaks the spell somehow.
Ugh, smart water tastes weird when it gets to be room
temperature. Or here's the most interesting thing, which I think is a lot. I've heard of this kind of stuff before.
Muy interesante.
Somehow, if the zombie ingests or comes in contact with salt.
Why am I fucking saying stuff in Spanish when they speak fucking French in Haiti?
That is true. It's colonized by the French.
It...
I think the Spanish is Dominican.
Interesante.
Dominican, same time. Island, Dominican, Haitian. East is the Dominican Republic. I think they're the Spaniards that colonized that, and the French colonized the Haiti, the Western, or Eastern, Western. One of them.
So it's like you got a Canada thing going
yeah.
on.
Yeah. But, so I guess salt's just bad for zombies. I guess it's like...
Salt's bad for everything. Paranormal or supernatural, apparently.
Put salt around the house.
That's what we need to
keep
do.
Out evil spirits.
That's what we need to do.
Probably.
We need to put fucking salt across the the threshold of that fucking bathroom.
Yeah, keep your fucking ass in there.
Hey, I supplied the fucking Yankee Candle Company Midsummer's Night room spray. It does a good job. No, mine is the Midsummer's Night Yankee Candle Company room spray because that is my preferred scent. I also use that in my wax melt and also in my plug-in.
Okay.
It smells fresh and yet masculine.
Sweet. There is one other way. We're getting off the shit topic. There is one other way to break the zombie spell.
With shit?
Yes.
For real?
No.
God damn no. it.
It's
You got me so excited that there are people just smearing their loved Ow. Ones. That there's just people out there smearing their loved ones with shit.
It is possibly...
They eat the homosexuals, they eat the poo-poo. Have you seen that video?
Yeah, I think
we... Oh my God, it's so fucking stupid.
The last way to not become unzombified is divine intervention. So basically a zombie exorcism, which is a little rare, I guess. I don't know.
You think?
But once the spell is broken or whatever,
spell.
You become unzombified.
It's like Shrek. Shrek and Fiona, but zombies in Haiti.
But just because you are no longer a zombie does not mean you're free and clear.
Hmm. There's leftover zombie particles?
Right. No, you're still fucked up. Basically, you're still rotting.
Do you have memory, do you think, of your zombie time?
Yes, I think so.
Oh, that's fucked.
Basically, becoming unzombified just means you're no longer tied to the witch that got the ball rolling here.
But you just still continue being a fucking worker bee?
You still apparently are dumb as hell and just walk around.
What's the fucking point? At that point, just fucking connect them to another person. Make them useful.
But that, well, you are more susceptible. Fuck.
Susceptible?
Yeah, that, but much funnier.
I said it wrong too.
I know. You're more likely to become under the influence of another witch.
God damn. Talk about shitty luck.
But you'll never regain your full capacities again.
Your humanity.
You're basically going to be a dumbass. And just walk
around. So when the fuck did you and I get turned into zombies? That's the question now.
I don't know.
You know how much dumb shit comes out of my mouth?
I have about 100 episodes of proof of examples.
I swear, anybody that listens to this, I feel like even though they listen to us and they listen to the dumb shit that I say on here, would be astounded at the shit that comes out of my mouth in day-to-day life. In either because it's fucking stupid or it's offensive as fuck.
Okay, we were
just talking about that shit today. Some stuff's offensive. It's okay.
Now, the interesting thing about Haiti... is these people who are no longer under the spell of the witch or warlock or whatever, they are still zombies, essentially. But they are accepted by the communities that they live in. So they accept these zombies. The people don't fear them at all. They regard them as someone, or they look at them like somebody that is sick or has an injury.
Okay, all right, okay. Where are we going to talk about either mental health or developmental disorders?
Let's don't get medical facts involved in our zombie fantasy.
But think about it. After reading that.
Good point. You have a point. Some people,
like, so an autistic person is a zombie in Haiti?
Well,
that's very umbrella. I'm not saying, but you know what I'm saying? Like,
well, here's the thing that makes it weird.
I'm not saying that, like, but
yeah, backpedal. You're fucking backpedaling.
Well, like,
I know what you're saying though.
It's just like them saying that, like, schizophrenic people were demonically possessed back in, like, the early 1900s.
That is a very good point. Good. I mean, you're making a valid point. I mean, like,
fuck you.
Some of the stuff, you know, has to be, it's a mental disease or disorder that comes up all of a sudden, you know, because they're normal for most of their life.
Yeah, and just because Rebecca down the street figured out that you'll fucking...
Or what about head trauma?
Yeah.
Maybe the most...
CTE?
Yeah.
You just got a bunch of Crispin Walls walking around
or
Haiti?
What if they had a stroke?
Look at this motherfucker.
I might be a zombie now. You don't know.
All interesting theories being thrown out here today on the GITN podcast.
There's
got to
be some defense in the Haitian community about defending against becoming a zombie. And they do. They have a game plan.
Zombie support groups?
They have a playbook of how to not become a zombie.
ZA? Zombies Anonymous?
I did read that is one of the biggest. They don't fear zombies. What they fear in Haiti is becoming a zombie, not the actual zombies themselves.
This is really starting to sound like some type of cover-up for something that's like a legitimate medical situation.
Very odds are, let's be honest, probably is some kind of either genetic or environmental something, like the poisoning. Maybe something's...
Maybe there's a shitload of ergot down there.
Maybe 5G's getting to them. I don't know. Mm.
It's the vaccine.
So how to defend against becoming a zombie? Once the body dies... Or the person is
don't
dead.
Hang out with witches.
Good. Rule one.
Boom.
Always a good idea.
Problem fucking solved.
Hang out with bitches, not witches.
God damn it.
Okay. This is an educational podcast.
Bros before brooms.
This is an educational podcast. Let me tell you how to not become a zombie or how to make sure your loved one does not
sprinkle
become a zombie.
Sprinkle me with the knowledge.
First and foremost, when they die.
When the zombie dies or when the witch dies?
When the person dies. The person dies, then becomes a zombie.
Yeah, like the first step of the zombification process. Got right. it.
Cut the freaking head off.
That's a rock and a hard place for the loved ones.
Well, you're already
it's
dead.
It's like the zombie. I can have my zombie. Fuck off with the goddamn dirt bike. You're 16 with a mullet. Eat my ass. But, you're just sitting there like, maybe he'll come back as a zombie and like he'll be a little weird, but he'll still be my fucking cousin and I'll love him. Nah, fuck, to cut his head off. Hey, I don't know, what kind of names do they have in Haiti? Hey, Francois, get the machete. And then Francois comes out of left field with a fucking DVD copy of Machete starring Danny Trejo. And they're like, God damn it, Francois, you're a zombie, aren't you?
God damn. Okay. I think that would be very effective, though. Cut off the head.
There I feel like that's an effective way to kind of just nix anything.
Vampires, zombies, just cut the head off.
I don't know. Fucking Dave Franco continued with his head mostly off in that Night Shift movie with Jamie Foxx.
Oh, that was actually pretty good.
That shit was funny as fuck. It was actually pretty good. Cracking the fuck up.
Second way, blade through the heart. See, vampire, you need a wooden stake.
Or silver, depending on what you're following.
But just a regular knife.
Or Wesley Snipes.
Get a pocket knife to stab him in the heart. Third way, bullet to the temple.
Now, blade through the heart, does it have to be steel?
It does not matter. I just think puncture the hot heart.
What the fuck did we go to Boston? Just get you a friggin' knife. That was a bad Boston accent. And stab him. Fuck off.
Okay,
I'm Australian again now.
Also, a bullet in the temple. Maybe you've seen a pattern here? Vampires, wooden stake.
Bullet.
Silver bullet.
Werewolf to an extent.
Right.
Cutting the head off.
Now here's
fucking anything.
Now
as far as my knowledge goes, you can cut the head off anything and it will cease to live unless it's a chicken.
I think an easy way to solve this problem, which is how I want to go out. Fucking cremation.
Yeah. Fair enough. Good thing we didn't start stuffing people and shit. Can you imagine? If zombies were real and there's like just a bunch of like... Oh, that'd be kind of cool though. Fucking Lenin just punches through that glass in Russia and he's just like, I'm Bic. I'm going to fuck all of you with my weird little mustache.
That would
I hail from country known for facial hair. I have Vincent Van Gogh mustache.
No. Those were the sensible and rational ways to prevent a dead body from becoming a zombie. Now let's get into the fucked up ways.
Are you almost ready for Dad's funeral? Yeah, I got to bring my machete. We got to cut that fucker's head off, just in case. I love him. Gotta go.
Off with his head.
Well, then we can go to one of these weird...
Sprinkly.
They tend to, or they can... sew up the lips with brass wire.
Like Billy What's-His-Fuck from Hocus Pocus?
It's been so long since
I've seen the zombie from Hocus Pocus.
Maybe that's they stole that from the Haitians then.
Had his mouth sewed shut.
Yeah. But that apparently keeps them from becoming a zombie because
why?
They can't ingest whatever the witch or whatever does gives them to become a zombie. I don't know.
Oh, so the poison and shit is
I think both.
So they administer after. Something after the death. Okay.
Some kind of magical potion.
I was thinking maybe it was like a time release potion, like Tylenol and PM.
Plus, if I remember correctly, zombies, just because they're zombies, once they're under the influence and being the
they're
slave
still
labor.
People, zombie people.
The slave labor for the witch or warlock or whatever, or the whatever.
The employee.
their boss. They still eat and they have a specific diet. I did not read as far as see what it was, but just we know
brains.
It just can't have salt.
Can
no
we talk
sodium.
About, can we sidebar this real quick?
We can do
it. Why the fuck was the zombie trope for the longest time eating brains? Isn't that counterintuitive when allegedly you have to destroy the brain or remove the head of a zombie to kill a zombie, but they are allegedly trying to eat brains back in like the 50s and 60s?
I don't know. That's a good point.
Who's the dummy?
Good point.
Now, who the thought? Zombies are dumb.
So if sewing up the lips with brass wire isn't weird enough.
Does it have to be brass wire?
I think so.
Is it like a specific thing?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. How about all you... This is easy. Just put a bunch of sesame seeds and place them in the tomb. Big pile of sesame seeds.
Racist.
I don't know what sesame seeds do, but apparently...
Fuck me up because I have diverticulitis.
Apparently it keeps you from becoming a zombie. So
are
no
Big Macs made out of zombie meat?
Oh, shit.
And they use the sesame seed bun to keep it under control?
All beef zombies, lettuce pickle.
All beef zombies, lettuce pickles, special sauce.
On a sesame seed bun.
With a really spicy Sprite.
What they need in Haiti are more McDonald's franchises.
You're goddamn right.
Wipe out this freaking zombie issue. Like that.
If American fitness has showed the world anything, it is that more McDonald's is better.
Okay.
A perfect example.
This is probably...
I will say I do love seeing that I actually have somewhat of a shadow under my fucking chin now. That's a great part of going back to the gym. I don't just look like this all the time.
Now here comes the really good way to keep... a dead body from becoming a zombie. They place a eyeless needle in the tomb. You heard me right. They put
an eyeless, so a push pin?
Basically. Like,
the things that all detectives seem to have in by the dozen for their fucking pegboards. Please explain why you do this.
They do this, and this seems very rational to me. I understand this. This makes total sense to my moronic, stroke-ridden brain. The dead will be too busy to trying to thread the needle to hear the call of the witch.
Fuck you.
I shit you not.
Eat my fucking ass. That is such trash.
Now,
that is the most piss-poor fucking logic I've ever heard. So instead of... You're going to tell me that it's not... equally as annoying to have to deal with the zombies and all that shit than it is to think about the fact that there are thousands upon thousands of human bodies underground just rotting away trying to thread fucking eyeless needles. And wouldn't that be even worse? Wouldn't eventually the zombie get pissed because it can't do it and then come out real hot?
No, because they'd be too busy trying to put a fucking thread through an eye that's not there.
I get kind of OCD and shit about stuff like that. But eventually, I'm giving up on it, and somebody's getting stabbed with that needle.
I'm just saying, I think this is foolproof planning. This is smart shit right now. Okay.
Fucking A-tier tactics here in Haiti.
Here's what they really do.
You go from fucking chopping off heads to giving putting needles in caskets. What the fuck?
Well, see, I'm lazy. If you said you'd have a hard time cutting off the head of a loved one. Just put a fucking thumbtack in the fucking tomb. Problem solved.
We'll just hire somebody to do it.
But here's what they also do.
I'm the local head chopper of the 80. Lord have mercy. Bye.
But here a more rational hatred.
Where in Jamaica? Right by the beach.
The more rational Haitians will do this. They will.
Oh, they please will just tell me what the rational Haitians do. Nothing against Haitians, but that needle thing is fucking asinine.
They will just sit.
Just give them a Rubik's Cube. You just walk through the fucking cemetery, and like every couple feet, all you hear is a really muffled, like. And there's just a fucking. And then, fuck! Like, I had the green side.
But
did you get it yet, Esteban? No, motherfucker. I can't see down here. It's a goddamn Rubik's Cube. I'm right. A zombie, not a fucking cat. I can't see in the dark, bitch.
All right. The loved ones. This is the easiest way to do it. Loved ones after the funeral will sit outside the tomb for a couple nights, guarding the tomb to make sure the dead body does not stroll on out. Open the door, say, what's up, bitches?
And what if it does?
Well, they're armed. They sit there with shotguns.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, what, like, if you hear scare and it comes, it's like your loved one comes walking out and you're just like, fuck.
Boom.
You just walk away. Oh, so they John Wick them. Okay. Just cut the fucking thing, the person's head off every time. Fuck it.
I'm just saying. But they do that for a couple days or until the body is too decomposed for the witch to, it'd be worth everything to the witch. Because he needs to get, you know, his carpets cleaned and shit.
You gotta get your money's worth out of it.
Damn right. All right. Now.
There's a lot of wolf's bane gone into that fucking serum. I need to get my money back.
Now, we got one more thing to talk about. We've covered the Haitian zombies. In theory, let's give a real world actual case of a Haitian zombie.
Fuck yeah. Is it the guy? Oh, Haitian zombie. I was going to say, is it the guy that ate the dude's face in Miami?
No. Wilford Dorsent, whatever that is, looks like that.
Wilford. Speaking of, great, strong name. I'm assuming, I would hope, named after the late, great Wilford Brimley.
I'm sure it was.
Diabetes. What did he do? Was he famous for something other than saying diabetes?
I don't know. Anthem Blue Cross Blue Shield gives me my diabetes testing materials for free. Diabetes.
I saw a TikTok that was just a supercut of him saying diabetes from a whole commercial. It was fucking great.
Wilford was the son of a government policeman. I guess they have a government I guess that's their FBI. I don't know.
Sector 7 from Transformers?
When he was 18-year-old.
The Z Squad, because zombies.
When he was 18-year-old, he became ill with a fever. His eyes turned yellow and his body began to swell. Wilford died 3 days later and was placed in the tomb.
Jaundice?
Yeah. 19 months later, he was seen at a cockfight where he saw and interacted with his father. Wilford accused his uncle of turning him into a zombie.
Why?
Let me get this out. The community recognized him as a zombie. Wilford stayed at his father's house where he was tied down so he would not wander away. The father
would want a leash like the fucking, like, what's his face from Shaun of the Dead at the end when they went back, when he came home from work and he was playing video games with his old roommate, but he was a zombie. And he's like, stop, when he tried to bite him, and he's like, ugh. And they just kept playing video games. Or they had the fucking zombies returning carts at the supermarket and shit.
The story gets even better. The father had his brother / the uncle arrested. The uncle was.
You've got to be fucking kidding me. Is this like actually legitimate? Like this is documented?
Yes, this is fucking real. Yes.
What the fuck?
I saw an article. I looked this up. The
arrested under suspicion of zombification.
Zombification was against.
You did 246
under the penal code of
246. What the fuck? This is crazy.
The uncle was sentenced to life in prison for zombification. The uncle confessed and said he was jealous of his brother's ability to read, and his brother used that ability to register the family's land for himself. Later on, the uncle stated...
What?
Later on, naturally, the uncle stated he only confessed because of the beating the police gave him during interrogations. He did, I believe, escape from prison at one point.
With the help of his zombie nephew?
His zombie, I think he died eventually.
They cut his head off finally.
Finally. No, he got tired of fucking with that needle.
So you're telling me
this motherfucker got sentenced to life in prison for
zombification. Turning his nephew into a zombie so that he could use his nephew's ability of reading and writing to take over the family plot of land, basically, in a nutshell?
Yeah.
What the fuck? That's a very, very elaborate plan just to get your hands on a piece of real estate.
Well, if you can't read.
If you can't read, what are you going to do with that piece of land if you can't read anyway?
Farm.
For what? You can't read the names of the seeds.
They just know.
You're going to be like, I'm planting turnip plants this year.
A Jamaican accent for Haitians.
I don't know. What do you want, French?
I don't know.
I'm going to go to the fucking store and I'm going to go to Haitian Tractor Supply. Now I'm starting to sound like George St. Pierre. I fought Ned Diaz. I punch him and I spin and kick him. And I have very large chest for my body frame.
So,
Oui.
What are you saying? Are you saying Wilford was not a zombie?
I'm saying, one, that story is outlandish. Two, I still stand by, it kind of sounds like the Haitian community, not as a whole, but at least probably the old-minded, simpler time Haitian community, when it comes to this whole idea of zombies and zombification, it does kind of sound like a piss-poor reasoning for potentially mental inadequacies or mental health issues if you take out the whole they died first thing, because that's, from what I'm seeing here, very circumstantial, and there's no hardcore. Nobody's like, look at this shit. You don't see any iPhone videos of motherfuckers walking out of fucking burial sites in Haiti, do you?
How many cell towers do they have in Haiti? Do they even have cell towers?
Probably a lot more before they got that earthquake.
I don't know.
Second, fuck you with the eyeless needle thing. That's just ridiculous.
That's fucking gold right there, damn it.
Again, just give him a fucking Rubik's Cube. Nobody knows how to solve that shit but Asian people.
There's one particular pattern. All you gotta do, you can solve it. Anybody can solve that.
Yeah, I know. I haven't done it yet. I have one in my room.
You haven't watched the video on how to do it?
No, I know some of the movements and the processes.
There's just a...
But one, I got bored.
There's a like four or five moves. You keep doing them over and over.
Yeah, it's like...
Top, two,
what
two.
Is it? If you want, like, if you want this one over here, it's like down, down, left, left, up, up, right, right. And it will transition like the bottom one corner to another corner.
You just keep doing that over and over again and it works out. Anyway, Rubik's Cube's stupid.
Will Smith's good at him.
So, let's talk about the zombie apocalypse real quick. Since we're done, how are we going to survive? How would you survive the zombie apocalypse? Now, I've always thought...
I've always had this thought in the back of my mind of just, like, getting, like, a samurai sword or some type of big-ass blade and tying it to the end of, like, a jump rope or something and just fucking spinning it around nonstop. Like, what the fuck are you going to do? That's just a circle of death.
Well, I always was under the impression, if you take zombies or the walking dead... Dead flesh. What eats dead flesh? Vultures.
Mm-hmm. Birds of prey. See, but then you're super fucked because then you got zombie falcons and shit.
Well, maybe they're.
What are you going to do with a zombie falcon diving at you at 200 mile an hour?
But dead animals or rats and all these things that eat dead things will take care of the zombies for us.
Or they'll make the spread worse.
Maybe. I don't know. But. If it's slow moving,
because then it's like, okay, like the rats eat the decaying flesh of the zombies, and then the rats shit, and then somehow the rat shit gets into the chicken feed, and then that gets into the chickens, and then the chickens are eventually slaughtered, and then we eat the chickens, and boom, zombies.
Good point. We're fucked. Now, if they're slow moving zombies, I think it'd be kind of cool. I'd be all right. Fuck it. Get it.
Neither of us would be all right.
I'd be fine.
I couldn't tell you. I don't think that I have run.
Well, they're since slow.
Yeah, I guess. It depends on what kind of slow we're talking
Fat
about.
Fat boy here can run.
Like I said, those 28 Days Later zombies, those them motherfuckers. Shit.
If they're,
but those weren't that. I always that's why I liked 28 Days Later though. Is like it was a kind of a different take because they weren't like they were zombies, but it wasn't really zombies because it was just like they were infected with just rage.
Like rabid,
like yes, rabies. Yes. Like they wanted to just fucking absolutely destroy anything around them.
Yeah,
but then they were also zombies because they ate flesh.
As long I think of in a slow, we can agree in a fast zombie scenario,
everybody's you're fucked.
In a slow moving Walking Dead kind of zombie, as long as there's not a big group of them.
See, and then I see what you're saying, but that's at the point where we're splitting hairs of like the zombie itself, and then the spread of that through other means, like I was talking about earlier. And God forbid, like once it's airborne, you're fucked. If it's airborne at all, it's over. There's no getting away from it.
That's true.
Unless it's a small population within a sealed facility that recycles its own air. But then once the mainframe and the utilities go down, what do you do then?
That's true. You're right. We're all fucked in a zombie box. But one less.
I'm a pragmatist. We know this.
Let's talk. We teased this. Let's talk about the similarities between zombies and vampires. Well, the deaths and the rising from the dead.
Yeah.
It's very similar to
the blade through the heart, chopping the head off, all that shit. All repeated within zombies, vampires to an extent, werewolves.
Well, you know, in Europe, it was vampires, you know, people rising from the dead. Of course, and a lot of that's been attributed.
Yeah, because they started putting those fucking cages over people's burial sites.
Or they put.
It was if they're a vampire, what the fuck is that cage going to do? They're just going to be like.
Well, a lot of most normal people attribute that to them not being really burying people that weren't really dead. Mm-hmm. That was common in those times.
Yeah.
Because to the point where they've opened caskets with claw marks, you know, like somebody.
Yeah, I refer you back to the fact that you can get safety caskets still to this day, I'm pretty sure.
And even I heard they put bells.
Yeah.
You know, strings.
A string with bells. Yeah. And with the corridor, if you will, with which they string the string is also a air supply tube.
But that is where the legend of vampires probably got its start. The rising of the dead.
In the Bible.
And, well, yes.
Hot take.
Or zombies could be the same fucking thing.
Yeah.
The start of the same
thing. Because they both also feed off humans.
Right. It's just versions of the same fucking thing, just... One European, one.
It's a scary story that has lasted throughout time in one way, shape, or form.
I don't.
But then we get to the point of like behind every lie there is a bit of truth. So, but even then, like people make that argument, and I'm like, yeah, but that little bit of truth could be like Dracula. Dracula was fucking, what, Vlad the Impaler.
Well, yeah, that's who Bram Stoker. Based Dracula on,
or like
his cruelty,
Elizabeth Bathory,
yes,
the bitch that bathed in the blood of virgins,
right?
Because she thought it made her look young. Well, it didn't, motherfucker.
I mean, what we know of in pop culture as vampires and zombies does not exist.
Mm-mm.
However, what we started this podcast out with, a parasite that starts controlling the mind makes that
a parasite called heroin.
Yeah, but. If some kind of parasite can break through and start controlling our minds, that is when the zombie apocalypse will start, will begin, and we'll all be fucked.
Yeah.
And on that note, I'm done.
And I'm spent.
All right, guys. We are going to end this podcast. Thanks to everybody that stuck around for this clusterfuck because of all the
two-stream night.
All the technical difficulties we had. We appreciate those who came back for the reboot or the set take two of this podcast.
I'm going to the gym.
Don't forget to follow us on all the social medias. Their links are all in the description or show notes. Don't forget to like, share, all that happy shit. We will see you next Wednesday for probably a true crime, or you have an idea of a...
I don't know.
Maybe probably
I haven't landed crime. On anything yet. I did true crime last week, though.
Or maybe we'll do...
Maybe a good conspiracy theory a cult.
Oh, maybe that. We'll see. We'll tune in
next
week.
Or maybe just something completely off the fucking wall.
Maybe it'll just be a What the Fuck Wednesday.
We haven't done one of those in a while.
Tune in next Wednesday for something. Something.
Tune in a day for a thing.
So, thanks. We'll see you later. Take care. And don't become a zombie. Say bye, Travis.
Cut your own fucking head off. Carry around an eyeless needle so you can be frustrated for all of eternity. The fuck?
All right, guys. We'll see
you. Here you go. Just lock their zipper shut so they can't touch their fucking genitals.
All right. We are definitely out on that note. Take care. Bye.